I predict a new manifestation of the Spirit. I'm gonna explain this to you. That's what this message is about today. But I predict a new manifestation of the Spirit.
Holy Ghost of God in the earth today.
Holy Ghost. Welcome. The Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, and you walk with Him by saying words. That's how you do it. You want to not walk with God? What are you going to do? Keep your mouth shut. You want to walk with God today? He's God in the earth. That's how we do it. We walk with Him by saying words. You getting that? You ready? Let's pray. Holy Ghost, I thank You that You're God in the earth today, and we get to walk with You by saying words. I thank You that You're moving upon people right now to open their eyes, open their understanding, that they can see and hear from You in a new way, that they can be changed and walk with You as God in the earth today, in Jesus' name, amen. Matthew chapter 13, and let's look at verse 44 again. You gotta love it when they start out with again. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field. Say, the kingdom of heaven.
The kingdom of heaven.
Now, we're talking about the kingdom of heaven here. You understand that? You see that in this verse? What do you think he's talking about? The kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field. Does that mean you can see it right away? No, you got to look for it. You got to dig for it sometimes, right? Treasure hid in the field, which when a man has found, he hides for joy thereof, and goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Say, sells all he has.
Sells all he has.
Oh, what might he have? Well, here we're not necessarily, here we're using an illustration that he found something that was more valuable than all the other stuff he had. Right? So he sold all the other stuff he had so he could have the more valuable thing. People go, hey, you didn't sell all you have. Then you won't have anything. No, you'll sell all you have and you'll have something better. You get it? That's the point. God's not trying to get you to sell all you have, even when he talked to the rich man. He said, go sell what you have, give to the poor, come follow me and you'll have treasures, right? The object was increase. Say, the object, was increase. For joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Why would someone do that? Because they know the value of what's in the, say they know, the value of what's in the field. Now, if somebody didn't know the value of what was in the field, are they going to do this?
No.
They're going to be the ones kicking themselves afterwards, going, why didn't I buy the hidden Mona Lisa in my yard? Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Here again, the kingdom of heaven is like finding something or knowing the value of something that is worth more. Say, worth more. Worth more than all of the other things that you've had up till that point. Right? Go to Romans. I wasn't going to go here this quick, but we might as well just do it before I make my statement that irritates people. Although I've probably been irritating people already. Romans chapter 14. Let's look at verse 17. For the kingdom of God, right? Yeah. The kingdom of God is not of meat and of drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in who? The Holy Ghost. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man seeking for goodly pearls. He knows what he wants when he finds one that's of great price, worth more than everything else that he had up to. Think about the guy that sold all that he had up to that point. That's like selling all your business. We've been in business for 45 years and we built it up, and all of a sudden this thing, I find it, it comes available, I'm gonna sell all of that and go into this. Say, all of that,
all of that,
and go into this. Is that easy?
No,
no, because after, I mean, you were known as the guy that sold widgets. Now you're going to go into this seemingly completely different business. It's not, but you're going to sell all of that. You have to be willing to sell all of that to go into this, because this is going to be of greater value. It's going to be a treasure that's more beneficial. Are you getting this? Well, here it says, for the kingdom of God is not meat, drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy, those things in the Holy Ghost. So there's something about the Holy Ghost that when you find him, that you realize everything else is number one in him, but it's in him is more than everything else. Are you seeing this? All right, now I'll make my statement. I predict a new manifestation of the Spirit. I'm gonna explain this to you. That's what this message is about today. But I predict a new, a new manifestation of the Spirit. One that's specific to this age, one that's specific to this time, one that's specific to worshiping the Holy Ghost, that is better, more valuable, more productive in every way than all, all of the old ones. You could basically go and sell that old business and buy this one. What one? Holy Ghost. Why? Because all of that in reality brought us here. Well, now you got to let that go and you got to go here, right? It's not comfortable. It's not easy to do. I predict a new manifestation of the Spirit. This new manifestation shall supersede all that you had or could have had up till now. Are you seeing that? Did I make that clear through those two verses of scripture? He sold all he had to buy the new, because the new was more valuable than the old. Well, the kingdom of heaven is like, or the kingdom of God is in the Holy Ghost, right? All right, I predict a new manifestation of the Spirit. This new manifestation of the Spirit shall supersede, say supersede. That means go beyond all that you had up until this point. It'll make it look dim and dingy. Millions of people into the Holy Ghost. You think about, oh, we're gonna bring people, millions of people into the kingdom of God, right? Everybody go, oh, bring millions of people into the kingdom of God. Who is it? Who is the kingdom of God? Who are you bringing them into? The Holy Ghost. Kingdom of God is in the Holy Ghost. So if you're bringing them in, millions of people, where they're going to be coming into? The Holy Ghost, a relationship with the Holy Ghost, and a new manifestation. Say new manifestation.
New manifestation.
New manifestation shall supersede all that you had up until now. Millions of people into the Holy Ghost, literally changing the world. Your world was changed, was it not? If not, you need to worship the Holy Ghost more. But your world should have been changed. It turns it upside down. You begin worshiping the Holy Ghost. He takes all that was old and makes it almost irrelevant, because you're in something that's more valuable in the new. Are you getting this? I hope so. Literally changing the world. And I can tell you're really excited about it. I'm predicting a new manifestation of the Spirit. You should be excited about that. We've got all the old manifestation. We have a new manifestation of the Spirit, which I'm going to explain to you my reasoning behind that, other than I feel that the Holy Ghost has been saying that to me for a long time, probably even said it before, but not in that string of words. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, let's look at verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. The manifestation of the Spirit. And I've been down through this chapter 12 in 1 Corinthians, and the whole thing is Spirit, 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 talking about the Spirit, Spirit. It's very applicable in our day, and we got the nine gifts of the Spirit in there. Look down at verse 11. But all these worketh that one in the selfsame Spirit, dividing to how many? Every man severally as he wills, or individually, or separating them as he wills. So we have the Holy Ghost willing here, say willing. The Holy Ghost is willing to do these things to every man. Say every man.
Every man.
All right. Well, the manifestation, I'm not going to read all of these things because I need to get you somewhere today. The manifestation, and we're talking about a new manifestation. The manifestation is a result of something. The fruit that comes off a tree is the result of it's the manifestation of an apple that came out of the tree doing the right thing to produce it. A new fruit, a new manifestation, something not seen before. Now, I'm not saying, oh, he's going to completely do away with tongues, interpretation of tongues, the gifts of healings, right? All of those things, the working of miracles, special faith, discerning of spirits. No, I'm not saying he's doing away with that. I'm saying that this new manifestation is going to be new. It's going to be different. Something not seen before. Hey, you know, you got to proclaim things before they come to pass. Did you know that? You know, people going, well, I don't think so. Everything has been done before has been done before. Well, have you been worshiping the Holy Ghost? Because when you do that, you start to have a new manifestation that you hadn't had before. Isn't that amazing? The manifestation first starting in you. You're going to do a new manifestation, something that hasn't been seen before, something that's different. Many things will be the same. As in how we get there. It's the same Spirit. It's the same Holy Ghost, but he's going to do a new demonstration, a new manifestation. Some of the things that say the same. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, look at verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Huh. Well, wait a second. Is that going to change too? No, that will be the same. The new manifestation of the Spirit will be revealed to us by the Spirit. It's a new manifestation, it's a new demonstration, it's a new fruit, but it's the same, got the same roots. God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things for the deep things of God. Look at verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of which is of God, that we might know, say no. All things that are freely given to us of God. Would that mean the new things? Yeah, so this stays the same. The Spirit of God's going to reveal it to us. We know him. Say, we know him.
We know him.
That we might know. Say, that we might know.
We might know.
The new.
The new.
And look at verse 14. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him, neither can he know him, because they're spiritually discerned. How are they going to be discerned? Spiritually. Is that going to change? No, not for you. These things stay the same, because we're still dealing with the Holy Ghost, but the manifestation, the outward demonstration, the Holy Ghost demonstrating himself as God in the earth today. Now, how can he demonstrate himself as God in the earth today if we don't preach that he's God in the earth today? So we have to have this message first. You preach the gospel, then these things happen. We preach the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. We're going to have a new manifestation of him, say him,
yes.
Demonstrating himself as God in the earth today. Number one in your life, is that happening? It should be. All of a sudden he's doing something he didn't do before, because you're doing something you didn't do before. You didn't worship him before, now you're worshiping him, and he's able to do things for you that's new. Are you getting this? Say it's new.
It's new.
And yet it's comes from the same place, in the same way, comes from the Spirit. All these are given by the Spirit of God. I hope I'm not going too fast here. It's a different manifestation, the Spirit of God manifesting himself in a way that he couldn't before. Does this make sense to you? He couldn't before. He couldn't before in your life because you weren't worshiping him, right? Now as you do, he's able to manifest himself in a new way, a different way, producing new fruit. I predict a new manifestation of the Spirit. It's not hard to predict once you understand the logical flow of how we got here. But it's going to be different. It's going to supersede all of those things. You know, and you might want to just look at me weird, But the fact is, when you start to get into the room of Holy Ghost worship, these things start to make sense, and he starts saying these things to you. And then I come up here and I start saying these things to you. Things are different for me now. Things will be different for you now. Manifestations will be different. They will be new. They will be upgraded. Say upgraded.
Upgraded.
The upgrade is different from the old grade. Things that stay the same, it'll still come by the Spirit, still have all of those things going on, it'll still be manifest to your spirit by his Spirit. Let's look at Galatians 6:8. I predict a new manifestation of the Spirit, and I tell you, that feels good. So I keep saying it over and over again. Ha 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 ha. Galatians 6, let's look at verse 8. For he that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Is this gonna change? You're predicting a new manifestation of the Spirit, so this must change. No, this doesn't change. He that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap. Is this gonna change? No, that's the method. So the new manifestation has to come. See, I'm just trying to help you out here. I'm not saying there's gonna be some wacky thing that completely is different. It's new, but it's not gonna be completely different, because it has these same steps, these same processes embedded in it. That's how you're gonna know it's by the Spirit of God, right? He that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Doesn't change. He that sows to the Spirit or the Holy Ghost shall of the Holy Ghost reap. Does that change?
No.
All right, that doesn't change. If you begin, okay, we're talking about worshiping the Holy Ghost. I worship you, Holy Ghost, right? We're talking about praying in other tongues. We're talking about doing your confessions. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. What am I doing when I'm doing those three things? I'm sowing to the Spirit, right? What does the word say in Galatians 6:8? That if I sow to the Spirit, I shall of the Spirit reap. I worship the Holy Ghost. What happens to you? You begin to worship the Holy Ghost. Number one, it's not something that's been sown before. If we're sowing, because we're talking about sowing tongues, sowing in tongues, I like that, right? Praying in tongues, I'm sowing to the Spirit. I'm going to of the Spirit reap. Does that work? Yeah, I've been doing it a long time. How about doing your confessions? You're sowing to the Spirit. What are you going to reap? Of the Spirit, what you're confessing. Have you done that before? Have you had that happen to you? Yeah, that's the faith feedback loop. It's something you've got to do at least once. I worship you, Holy Ghost, is something that people have not been sowing to the Spirit. What happens, and you know this, you begin to change, you begin to be altered, you begin to be rewritten, you get a brand new Bible, things look differently to you, begin to interpret things in this dispensation, and things become Holy Ghost only, because he's the only God, part of the Godhead in the earth today, and you walk with him by saying words, you begin to be changed. I hope you're hearing this. You're sowing to the Spirit something that's never been sown before. If I sow a seed that's never been sown before, what am I going to reap? According to the word, I'm going to reap something that's never been reaped before. Genesis 8, you don't have to turn there. Genesis 8:22 says, as long as the earth remains, has the earth, is the earth, are we, did the earth remain till now? Good. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not cease. Seed, put it in the ground, time, and then harvest will not cease. It's something God wired into the earth. He even said, you know, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that's what he's going to reap. If you sow Holy Ghost worship, you're going to reap something that's never been reaped before. It's one reason why I can emphatically say that I predict a new manifestation of the Spirit. Not only because I'm reaping new things, but because the word says so. If I sow something new, I'm gonna reap something new. You are sowing a different genetic code. You think about, you know, different seeds and stuff. I know I got farmer uncles that are farmers, and they're always looking for a corn seed or certain that produce more, that produce better. Guess what they do when they find that hybrid seed? It doesn't take as much water. It grows faster. It produces more. It keeps bugs away. All of these things that it's genetically modified to be better. What do they not use anymore? Old Indian corn. Right? Are you seeing this? You're sowing a different genetic code. In fact, you become a different genetic code, and guess what? You reap different genetic results. You reap a different result, right? Different genetic result. Something that's new and never existed before. It's a hybrid. It's better. Say it's better. The color could be different. The yield could be different. The fragrance could be different. The actual characteristics that come from the genetic code that's in that seed are different. Resistance to disease is different. The ability to produce financially is different. The resistance to aging is different. Things that never existed before. When you worship the Holy Ghost, the number one thing it does is it changes you. You are changed from glory to glory. The Bible talks about the glory of one and the glory of another. Well, when your genetic code is changed, spiritual genetic code, you understand, the spiritual genetic code is changed, and you sow that to the Spirit because you're the one sowing. What are you going to reap? Something that's new, something that's different, something that has a different genetic code that's better, that supersedes all of the old. Are you getting this? I predict a new manifestation of the Spirit. Can you see how it's easy for me to say that? Because of what the Word is saying and what we know to be true, that I worship you, Holy Ghost, when we sow I worship you, Holy Ghost, to the Spirit, we're going to reap something different than what we've been doing before. Are you getting this? A new breed. What do you reap? A new breed. Someone who can do things and go places that other people couldn't. I've told you this even in the end day. Jesus has to leave before you can fully receive the one who's in the earth today, and before he can come back. At some point, Jesus has to leave before he can come back. You understand that? The only people that are worshiping the Holy Ghost as God in the earth today can fully receive Jesus, this same Jesus, when he returns. We can go somewhere that other people can't. You're saying they're not going to die and go to heaven? No, I'm saying they probably will die and go to heaven. Just sooner. When you sow a hybrid, you're sowing a different genetic code. You're going to reap a hybrid. You're going to reap something new. You're going to reap something that never existed before. Is that exciting to you? Mm-hmm. What if it's better than all of the old stuff? You got to be willing to go there. Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. Well, let's read it. Verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Who are we presenting our body to? God the Holy Ghost. He's in the earth. We're presenting our body to him, which is our spiritual worship. That word is, those words are translated that way in other translations. Reasonable service. Spiritual worship. We're presenting our bodies to the Holy Ghost in spiritual worship. What's the number one part of your body that God cares about more than any other part of your body? Your mouth and your tongue. Well, your body, yeah, he cares about your spirit. But when we're talking about a body, the part of you that's in the earth, your tongue is in the earth, right? And your spirit man can use your tongue to say things, speak things, and believe they come to pass. That's how you're like God. So, and then again, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. How are we going to be transformed? By worshiping the Holy Ghost. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What's going to be renewed as we worship the Holy Ghost? Your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God the Holy Ghost. It comes as a reasonable service, your spiritual worship. You will reap something that never existed before. I've got news for you. The acceptable is something that never existed in the good realm. The perfect is something that never existed in the acceptable realm. And as you go from level to level, you'll see that. As you go from glory to glory, you'll see that. The glory supersedes what was before it. You're reaping something new. Are you getting this? Should have had you stay there. Go back to Galatians chapter 6 again. Let's look at verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Who are we talking about not mocking? Who's God in the earth today? The Holy Ghost. He's not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. He that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, shall of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, reap life everlasting. Verse 9, let us not be weary in well-doing. Who's the one that does the doing? Let us not be weary in well-doing. Well-doing what? Well-sowing to the Spirit. You see this? For in due season we shall reap. Reap what? What you sowed. If you're sowing a new genetic code, you're sowing something that's new that has never been sown before. You're going to reap something that's new that's never been reaped before. Praise God. Am I scriptural in saying that? Yes. That's why I use scriptures. For let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, say in due season. Oh, I don't like that. Well, that goes along with what he said in Genesis, seed, time, and harvest. It takes some time. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. So don't get discouraged. You're going to reap. I'm telling you this. You get into the room of Holy Ghost worship, he starts to say these things to you. There is a new manifestation of the Spirit coming. I predict a new manifestation of the Spirit. We'll reap if we faint not. We're going to reap the new if we faint not. We'll reap the new genetic code if we faint not. Just what I said about worshiping the Holy Ghost. It begins to rewrite your code. Are you getting this? And the Holy Ghost said this to me, if you will continue to worship me, I will give you the new manifestation of the Spirit. If you will continue to worship me, I will give you the new manifestation of the Spirit. Does that sound right? According to Galatians 6 verse 8, sow to the Spirit, of the Spirit reap. If you continue, you shall reap. Are you getting this? The will is very important. Are you willing to go there? What do you mean willing to go there? Are you willing to go there and sow something that's never been sown before and reap the thing that's never been reaped before, knowing that it might be so much more valuable than any of this other stuff that it makes puts all those other things to shame? You almost have to sell them. That's what the guy said, seeking the kingdom of God, seeking the pearl of great price was, right? You willing to, he had to be willing to. What if he was not willing to? No, I like my stuff too much. I know that's more valuable and I can buy it. And what am I going to do? See, he wasn't convinced yet. You got to be willing to go there. You'll also be ostracized by everybody. Say everybody.
Everybody.
You got to be willing to go there. Everybody go, ah, poo-poo on you, because you're worshiping the Holy Ghost. I've never even heard of that. You're doing something that's sowing genetic code to the Spirit. You're going to reap something that's new that they can't go there. Are you getting this? Are you willing to go there? Your will equals His will. Mark 4:24. You don't have to go there. What measure you meet, it'll be measured to you. Are you willing to go there? With what measure you meet, it'll be measured unto you. Right? So if I sow to the Spirit that new genetic code, if I worship you, Holy Ghost, and I do it a lot, say a lot, what's gonna happen? I'm measuring out a certain amount of seed, and I'm gonna reap a certain amount of seed. Go to 2 Timothy, we're almost done, we're getting there. 2 Timothy, you getting anything out of this? Mm-hmm. I predict a new manifestation of the Spirit. 2 Timothy, look at chapter 2, let's look at verse 6. The husbandman that labors must be first partakers of the fruit. Say first, partakers of the fruit. Talking about the laborer there, he's talking about sowing seed and reaping things, right? Well, if you're sowing a new seed that's never been sown before, you're going to reap a new seed, a new thing that's never been reaped before. You have to first be the partaker of the fruit. You're the first one that gets it. Say, I'm the first one.
I'm the first one.
That gets it. And at that point, you might be the only one that gets it. Are you willing to go there? Somebody's got to be willing to go there. You can look at any of the movements of the Spirit of God on the earth. He didn't go to a vast multitude of people all at the first. He went to a few people in a room somewhere, usually behind closed doors. It doesn't stay there. And I said, like I said, this new manifestation has the genetic code within it to produce more than all the other stuff has. Can you believe that? Are you willing to go there? Is it worth it? If you saw that, and you saw, and that's where I'm at, you start looking at that pearl, and it's this big. A pearl that big, is that valuable? Mm-hmm. Right? A pearl that's that big, and you start looking at it, and it's more valuable to and over the whole earth than any of the things that came before. Aren't you going to sell what you have and go for it and buy it? No, I'm talking about the new manifestation of the Spirit. And then I predict a new manifestation of the Spirit. So solid do I predict the new manifestation of the Spirit that it's unshakable. I'm not gonna be shaken off of it. I know that it's there. I've begun to experience it myself. I'm being changed. I'm being genetically altered. Look at me go, he's being genetically altered. Right before your very eyes, I guarantee you, if you worship the Holy Ghost and get in His presence, He begins to genetically alter you spiritually. You see things different. You know things different, right? You begin to reap things that were new that you never reaped before. You gotta be first partakers of the fruit. For there is a new manifestation of the Spirit, and it shall shake the heaven and earth like never before. Now people would agree with that. Oh yeah, it's gonna happen. That old one's not gonna happen. The old way won't make that happen. It has to be the new, the genetically modified, the new. Say the new.
The new.
There is a new manifestation of the Spirit, and it shall shake heaven and earth like never before. I have called you to this, and so shall it be unto you, as you are faithful to me. Nothing shall stop you, for you are the mover and the shaker. If the heaven and earth is going to be shaken, but you're not going to be moved, you're the one shaking it. Are you willing to go there? Psalms 25:14. A lot of people, it's too big. It's too big to believe for. That's because you've not been genetically modified yet. You don't see it. You don't see the value of that new pearl of great price that supersedes everything that you did or could do. I predict a new manifestation of the Spirit. You must be first partaker of the fruit. Psalms 25, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. Who's the secret of the Lord with? Them that fear Him. Who worship the Holy Ghost? People that fear Him. Who's the secret with? Those that worship Him and fear Him. Are you getting this? Who doesn't He reveal His secret to? People who don't worship Him and don't fear Him. Him who?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. People might even say that. They might even give some mental assent and agreement. Well, the Holy Ghost, I can see that. He's God in the earth today. When you say the Holy Ghost is the only part of the Godhead in the earth today and you should worship him, that's when their mind goes, it's something they can't genetically handle, which means they can't have the results of it, the manifestation of it, which we must have. I hope you heard that. We must have it. We must have the new manifestation of the Spirit. If we're going to be successful to the degree that we want to be in the earth, we must have the new manifestation of the Spirit. How are we going to have the new manifestation of the Spirit? You got to sow to the Spirit the new, and then you reap from the Spirit the new. Are you getting this? Because it will take you a place that you couldn't go before. It will do things for you that couldn't happen before. You'll get new friends that you didn't have before. Thank God. Some of your friends are whacktoids. They don't want to go here anyway. He won't reveal his secrets unto those who won't worship him and who are unfaithful. You see, he doesn't reveal them to them. That's why he watches you very often. That's scriptural. Guy, he'll come up to you, he'll see you're going, oh, I worship the Holy Ghost, I worship the Holy Ghost. He'll get a little closer and he'll look right at you. He's trying to determine whether you're for reals or not. Say for reals.
For reals.
You know what I say? I say, yes, I'm for reals. I say, I'm Andrew Hemstrott, I worship you, Holy Ghost. I'm worshiping you. Yeah, you. That's right. Get that straight. I'm worshiping you, Holy Ghost. He goes, ooh, yeah, that sounds about right. He's for real. And when you show up the next day and do the same thing, what happens? What happens? You begin to be altered. You begin to be changed. Your genetic code gets to be modified into something different. You have to be changed for him to manifest the new. He can't put the new into something that isn't changed. He puts the new wine into new wineskins. Not old whiny skins. Yeah, I don't want to go there. I predict a new manifestation of the Spirit. Are you seeing this? It's coming. I predict it. You must be the first partaker of the fruit. Say, I must be the first partaker of the fruit. What's the fruit? The fruit is the manifestation, right? He'll change you so that you can be the partaker of the fruit. If you haven't worshiped the Holy Ghost and experienced him acknowledging you and then getting up and going and doing something for you, irregardless of what you did or thought about, irregardless of your belief that it was ever going to happen, he just got up and went and did it for you. If you haven't experienced, if you haven't worshiped the Holy Ghost and experienced him getting up and doing things for you, you haven't worshiped him enough. Him, Holy Ghost, God in the earth today. Hey, Holy Ghost, God in the earth today, doing things for you. You worship him. I mean, I get to the point where this sounds completely ridiculous to me that I have to explain this to people. I'm talking about God who is in the earth. You worship him and he favors you and does something for you. Is that too difficult to understand? I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling next to you. Getting up and doing things for you. It's akin to confession, because we know that if we confess a scripture, we get that scripture done. At some point, that scripture goes out and affects the earth, right? It's akin to that. It happens that way. But this is different. This is a new manifestation of him coming and manifesting himself. Say manifesting himself.
Manifesting
himself as God in the earth today. Holy Ghost. Now, if the message of the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today is so new, what is the reaping of that? What's the fruit of that going to be? New, the Holy Ghost, God in the earth today, manifesting himself. If you haven't worshiped the Holy Ghost and experienced him getting up and doing things for you, I'm telling you, you know, I can only give you what the Word says, what the Holy Ghost tells me to say, and my experience. I've experienced this. He gets up and does something, and oftentimes he'll just leave me there laughing because I know he did something. Well, what do you do? I don't know yet, but it's funny. Then something happens that I was either believing for or didn't even know to expect. It goes out there, it happens, he does it. Yeah. It's a new manifestation of him as God in the earth today. If you haven't worshiped the Holy Ghost and experienced him getting up and doing things for you, him getting up and doing things, then you're going to experience him the more you worship him, because he gets closer to you. If you haven't experienced him getting up and doing things for you, you haven't worshiped him enough. Do you get this? I predict a new manifestation of the Spirit. You have to be the first partaker of the fruit. How do we partake of it? Because we're worshiping him, we're sowing to the Spirit, we're gonna reap of the Spirit something new. And it's exciting. It's a good day to be alive.